In today's episode, we discuss the last time we swabbed the poop deck, which YouTuber I got caught giggling with in a movie theater, and we put God on blast for the Titanic, gunk in our eyes, and gunkles. Stick around, subscribe on iTunes, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble. Hey everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories I've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. Now before we go any further, we gotta give some love to our sponsor, and that is Binge, my book. And the reason it's a sponsor today is because it's my birthday. If you wanna go get my book, it's the perfect way to celebrate me. Which is what you should do, because today's about me. So go get my book. Hi, Corey.
Good day, Captain.
Oh, welcome aboard.
What if you were like...
Here we go.
Is that how you would introduce if you were the captain of a spaceship?
Sailor. Oh, I was thinking you were on my ship. Oh, sailor.
What's the leader?
Sailor.
No, a leader of a spaceship is called
sailor
a captain.
Moon. I am a captain. Do you just call me captain?
Aye, captain. I'm the captain now.
I'm the captain now. welcome aboard.
Thank you.
Please.
Oh, my God. We have such a boat-themed podcast for you today.
Oh, my God.
We're going to swab the poop deck.
Okay, well.
What's
what
the last time you swabbed the poop deck?
Honestly, what's today?
Tuesday.
Saturday night.
Wow.
Do we have different definitions for this?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's truly only one way to... I don't even know if swab's the word.
I don't know. Well, there I was. I had just went to a... AIDS.
Turns out swab's the word.
I went to an AIDS fundraiser at 3 p.m. One thing led to another. Here's the thing. I got really drunk.
Okay.
But I think that was the spirit of it, okay?
I mean, with all charity events, they like you to get a little tipsy
because
then you open your wallet.
And I really did.
Get out that checkbook.
Well, they took cash only and Venmo, which was nice.
Yeah.
But they were doing a raffle every hour on the hour with various prizes. I think I won one. But it was New York-based, and so I just gave it to...
I pictured
friend.
When you said you won something. I pictured like a paper mache head or like
no, like gift certificates. And
I
things.
Get it.
But every hour they had the grand finale prize was dinner for two.
I don't believe
to
this.
Chipotle.
A and grand there, finale prize
of
was
every
a,
hour
was an $8 meal.
Okay, well when you put it like that, well there I was. Really trying to get this grand prize every hour.
Girl, you could have probably walked around the block
don't
and got it.
Don't tell me this. I know that now. But the price of the raffle tickets goes up every hour.
What were you drinking?
Only beer. And one thing led to another. I found a pastry tray, and then pizzas were being brought into the bar. And
was
then,
it delivery or was it DiGiorno?
It was delivery. And I spent way too much on raffle tickets, didn't win a single Chipotle dinner. I could have bought Chipotle for the whole bar with how much I spent on the raffle tickets.
But the good news is it went to charity.
And it all went to charity.
It was at a bar?
It was at, yes, a place called Cubby Hole.
See, this is, I was picturing this way more upscale.
Oh, no. It was a very hole-in-the-wall bar.
Like when we lived in San Francisco and there'd be like a raffle for AIDS Life Cycle and they'd give you a Jell-O shot for a dollar.
No.
That's essentially what you were at.
It was a little bit more expensive than that.
Okay.
To the point where... The guy who was running it texted my friend and was like, be sure to let your friend know thank you so much for coming and being so generous. I'm like,
because you donated all
generous
of
was I? Anyway.
Check those receipts,
so,
honey.
No receipts, cash only. So I get home and what was it?
Swabbed the poop deck.
There you have it.
I Googled to see if swabbing the deck was the phrase that like sailors use. And of course, the first thing that came up was Urban Dictionary definition of swabbing the
Tell
deck.
Tell me the Urban Dictionary definition.
Well... It's the act of pooping on your partner's chest.
Okay, well, I did not do that Saturday
and
night.
Rubbing it with your butt cheeks during intercourse.
Dude, no, that's called something else.
That's like finger painting for
that's
adults.
Finger, I think that's finger painting.
I think so.
All shades. Really, it depends on what you eat.
It's like, I met this girl at the party once. I thought I was kinky, and then she requested that I donkey punch her.
Do you know what a donkey punch
is? And she wanted me
is?
To start swabbing the deck.
Do you know what a donkey punch is?
I think, yeah.
I think it's when you're... Eating that ass, and they kick you in the face.
No.
Maybe?
I don't know.
Well, you're right there. So there's only one way to find out.
I mean, you think they would have a link within that. This is what I just
have you
get.
Ever swabbed the poop deck?
No. I get confused because I typed in donkey punch, but like in the related suggestions, donkey show came up. And I mean, that sounds way more
fun. It's a donkey show. I think it's just an actual donkey show.
That's just donkey. A donkey show.
You just Googled donkey?
No, a donkey show is supposedly a girl with like a nice butt.
Oh.
And she shows it to you. She got that donkey show.
Why do we gotta?
It literally won't let me link up donkey.
Anyway,
punch.
All aboard the poop deck.
Yeah, swab,
now,
swab.
When was the last time you
get
were
it trending?
On hashtag swab, swab.
Yes.
When was the last time you were on a boat?
I don't know.
For fun, I mean.
A boat for fun.
Was it the time when we went on our boat and we were all in khakis, tucked in shirts?
It really might have been.
When I broke my foot? That was like 7 years ago.
I know. I guess I don't get on boats very often.
There's a very iconic vine from that where me, you, and Matt are dancing. Do you remember this?
Oh, I'm aware. I heard it's like, I look great.
Oh, it's gone viral. Absolutely viral. and that set of reaction shots of me like twirling are from that.
Yeah, I see that a lot where they're like, I passed my Spanish exam. And I'm like, girl, you don't own a boat. This is not a realistic reaction.
I also love that reaction shot never explains why I don't have a shoe on. I'm just wearing one shoe. And like,
maybe that's fashion.
Yeah, maybe.
That's what Lady Gaga would say.
Which fashion? Fashion of his love or fashion exclamation mark?
One she had in that terrible movie, Confessions of a Shopaholic.
Fashion, no exclamation mark. That was on the Fame.
Yeah. Was it?
Yeah.
No, I think it was just on the soundtrack to Confessions of a Shopaholic.
I think it was on Fame. Maybe it was a deluxe bonus track.
Well, do you think they have Confessions of a Shopaholic on Spotify?
I don't know, but that is definitely, when I'm lowered into my grave, I want them to just push play. Now, I saw a Tumblr post of...
They do have the album.
Of...
yeah, there it is. Fashion by Lady Gaga, track 2.
Okay. I saw a Tumblr post.
Kat DeLuna also on this album.
Now, who's Kat DeLuna?
She's a great singer.
Tell me more about her.
Macy Gray, too.
Oh, my God. Did you see Macy Gray is in...
Fuller House.
Fuller House.
Yeah. I was a little bit like, what are you doing here, Macy?
Was she playing Macy Gray?
Yeah. Did you watch Fuller House?
No.
I watched every episode.
I was never into the originals.
You're too young.
Full House.
Yeah, you didn't like the Full House.
No.
That was her like love interest was hot.
When you're playing Yahtzee, do you go for Full House?
Sometimes.
Or do you just think, okay, now I've got three threes. Should I go for the Full House or should I accept
go
the full
for
house,
the Yahtzee?
Or should I go for the Yahtzee?
It depends on how early in the game it is.
Interesting.
And I mean, with Full House, I think you total.
And when I say interesting, I don't know if that is.
What? I learned a new dice game that you would really like.
You know I love dice.
Did you see The Witch?
No. I hate this transition.
It's a scary movie.
Actually, I'm not quite done with
movie.
Yahtzee.
Okay,
I'm not
tell
quite
me
done
more
with
about
Yahtzee.
Your Yahtzee. I've got a good Yahtzee story,
really?
Too. Oh my God, I can't believe this is the Yahtzee Queens edition.
I think I beat you in every game of Yahtzee we always play. Corey gets really mad because Yahtzee's the type of game where once you start fucking up, and somebody's already doing well, there's really no coming back.
Oh, girl, it's like, don't ever give up. Never surrender.
Oh, my.
Nazi into Yahtzee.
What?
That's when you're not into Yahtzee.
Anyway.
Not Nazi.
I had one of those.
Digital ones?
A digital Yahtzee.
I had one of those.
And me and my sister and my dad would all rotate who
and try to set the high score?
Yes.
Get this.
Tell me.
So
is this going to be your Yahtzee story?
My friend Jordan. Yes.
Girl Jordan or boy Jordan?
Girl Jordan.
Girl Jordan.
She had digital Yahtzee growing up. And whenever I went over to her house, I would play it. And one time she had the high score and she just brag that she had the high score on her own.
She was all brag.
It was like her own little digital Yahtzee. Oh. And one time I was just like on fire and I got like four Yahtzees and I had gotten one on my first roll and all I had to do was like submit it to one of the other sections and I was going to beat her high score.
Yeah.
And I was all like, Neener, look, I got my fourth Yahtzee.
What were you like?
Neener.
Do people say that?
And she pushed the roll the dice button so that I lost the Yahtzee and didn't beat her
what
high score.
Bitch.
Isn't that a bitch move?
On International Women's Day of all days.
Should we call her and get her on the phone?
Yeah.
Call
get her.
Her.
Call her.
She's like learning to be a doctor. She's
so you don't
want to
call this
important.
Bitch out for what she's done to you.
She knows. She also tells people that I spat on her kitten shirt in kindergarten. So we have a tumultuous relationship.
Tumultuous. Mm. Now that is definitely a word.
Big hole like a donkey booty.
Okay. Now, so you know I love Yahtzee, but do you like Scrabble?
I do.
Scrabble, I think, is...
Is this the Board Games Queen Edition?
I love Scrabble. Now, we recently got into Bananagrams.
Told you would love Bananagrams.
I love Bananagrams.
I don't think I've ever lost at Bananagrams.
Well, that's literally not true. You've lost to me.
Never.
Always.
Well,
always.
Should we just play a version
now? I wish we did.
Spill
bitch,
those banana tiles. Peel, bitch. Yeah. You got to deal with the peel.
I'm done with Bananagrams.
So did you see the witch?
No.
You know what it needed?
More witches.
Guess.
Literally?
It needed more witch.
Well, let me tell you. The recipe for any good movie is more witches. If it's called The Witch, bitch, you better over-deliver.
Yeah. I needed more witch.
Were there spells?
No.
Were there cauldrons?
No.
So my book announcement was more of the witch than the witch.
Truly.
Witch. Have you ever been to Witch?
No.
The sandwich place?
Oh, God. You know
it's
I hate
so
a sandwich.
It's so good. You can get extra sprouts free.
Hmm.
Well, actually, I don't know if they still do that because you know how they had like germs
the
in those sprouts.
Recall.
Yeah. I hated the germs.
Yeah.
I hated the sprouts.
So you didn't
recall.
See the witch?
No.
Got very good ratings on Rotten Tomatoes.
But I did see The Revenant.
Oh, you finally saw it.
Saw it.
And? When did you see it?
I laughed and I cried.
You laughed.
Yeah.
You laughed because you couldn't understand what Tom Hardy was saying at any of the scenes?
I don't know. I think I don't know about that. But the time I laughed was, you know when they're catching snowflakes?
Yeah, I didn't like that.
Well, I saw it with Connor, and once we went on a hike, and we got lost on our hike, and...
You caught snowflake?
No.
Okay.
But this, there
God,
was
I was going to hate this story
no, there was
even
a different
more than
part.
I already do.
There was a different part. And they were like, just obviously they were lost, you know, revenanting.
Yeah.
And, yes.
Yes.
And,
my reaction
but they were
to
like going through it. There was like drama of some sort. You saw the movie.
Yeah.
And I leaned over and I was like, this is us when we got lost in Runyon. But it was like a funny moment. And Connor and I were giggle. But it was a very serious
yeah,
moment.
Yeah.
And people were probably thinking, who are those jocks laughing?
Gigglebox.
We were Gigglebox at The Revenant. Did you Google what Revenant means after you saw the movie?
Isn't it just like about someone who's like seeking vengeance?
No.
What is it? Oh, so you've Googled it and it was such an impactful Google.
But I want to get the exact...
That you remembered.
It's a person who has returned, especially supposedly from the dead.
Oh. Well,
kind of a good
bless.
Title. Bless. Kind of a good title.
Bless.
I liked it. The whole movie.
Did he deserve an Oscar?
I would give it to him as a voter.
Well, the one thing is, if
should have beat him?
Leo can win his Oscar,
oh,
then
I
this gives
this
Katie the chance to win a Grammy.
I agree with that.
Right? If Leo can win an Oscar, Katie can win a Grammy. You want to know who I thought? I thought a lot of the guys were better than Leo.
I did like Steve Jobs. What's his head in that one?
What?
You know, Steve Jobs. Michael Fassbender. I also did like Matt Damon in The Martian. I did not see Trumbo? Bryan Cranston? And I did not see The Danish Girl. But I would love a Danish girl.
Yeah, I think I thought, I don't know. I didn't love Leo's performance. It was just like, I feel like, you know when you watch a role with Meryl Streep and you're like, where'd Meryl Streep go? This is the character fully, like, fleshed out in front of me. Like, I'm just always like, oh, look at Leonardo DiCaprio, like, acting.
Even in,
What's Eating Gilbert Grape?
No, I never saw that.
That's what he deserved an Oscar for.
Oh, I didn't catch it.
It's really,
is
it's
it old,
probably older than you.
Oh. Well, I am young.
Him, Johnny Depp. It's an all-star cast.
Yeah.
I'll add it to the list of movies you need to see that you're never going to watch.
I don't want to see Goonies. Who is that one Goonie?
That one Goonie. Which Goonie? There's like eight
I don't
Goonies.
Mean to call anybody ugly, but the guy, does he not have the face?
What?
The ogre Goonie. Am I thinking of a different movie now?
The ogre Goonie.
Am I thinking of a different movie now?
Wow. I can't believe you called him the Ogre Goonie.
You know who I'm talking about.
You're talking about Sloth.
Yeah, yeah, you call him that.
That's his name.
I thought Leo was great as Sloth. That's why he deserved his Oscar.
That's not Leo.
Well, Leo walked right by me at the Oscars red carpet. He didn't stop for a single soul. But his mom, you know what was funny? His mom stopped and did press with everyone. And somebody was doing this thing where it was an app where you could switch your face with Leonardo DiCaprio's. And they got his mom to do it. And she was Giggles McGee. That's all.
Did she love it?
She loved it.
How'd she look? What was she
wearing?
She
goes, oh, Leo's made me do this. I was like,
he's face swapped with mama?
He's made his mother face swap with him.
Yeah.
In an app, not even just like a face swap.
So when do you think Katie's going to finally get her Grammy?
It's imminent. Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
I mean, she has to release something.
Somebody, I was like tweeting about The Amazing Race the other day, and someone was like, how terrified were you on a scale from 1 to 10 that Katie was going to release new music when you were gone on the race for
were
a month?
You?
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean,
she wouldn't
have. I felt good. I mean, I felt like she's not going to drop an album.
She has a time frame. Didn't she just talk about it?
I mean, they all do. Taylor does a new album every 2 years.
Did you read that article, the one I'm talking about, where Katie was like, oh, I have a time frame every 2 years or blah, blah, blah.
I didn't, no.
I could have sworn I sent it to you. But she goes, yeah, there's a lot of great up-and-coming new songwriters. Do you know what I'm talking about yet?
No.
She called Bonnie McKee an up-and-coming songwriter. I go, bitch, Bonnie McKee wrote all your hits. Don't put her down to, like, a new up-and-comer. Like, ninny-nero. I know she didn't mean it like that, but I was like, however this is phrased.
Was it by Rolling Stone?
It did not come across good in text. I'm sure in conversation it came across a lot more casual, but it sounded like she was calling Bonnie McKee an up-and-comer. I was like, Bonnie McKee, honey. You got a...
In those heels?
In those heels, honey.
I found an article from Rolling Stone that came out last month that just said she's in her research and development phase. But I keyword searched for Bonnie McKee and I see nothing. So, IDK.
Well, what were the hits that Bonnie McKee wrote for Katie?
Everything. Teenage Dream.
California Girls.
Yeah. She called her Up and Coming?
Yeah. I brought it up to our friend Brett, who's a songwriter, and he goes, yeah, I saw. I was like, oh, girl. Anyway, back to the deck of my boat.
Are you kidding? are you talking about boats again?
Oh, yes. Now, would you go on Titanic 2? They're bringing it back.
I saw that.
Would you go?
I don't know why everyone's like, oh, my God, how dumb. We're all going to die again. What are your thoughts?
I would definitely go.
I mean,
I'm about to go to space. Like, I'm here to do things. You know what I mean?
Oh, is that what you're here for?
I'm here on Earth to do things.
In 2016, you're going to do things.
2016 is all about realizing things.
You're going to swab that
deck. Did you see that video of that one Kardashian? Or perhaps a Jenner?
We're not talking about them.
Oh, I'm sorry.
They're blacklisted for the whole year.
Whatever. She said 2016 is all about realizing things.
Oh, I saw that.
So that's what I'm up to. So when I realize about Titanic 2...
Did you realize how to eat a Kit Kat?
I feel like it's going to be trash people.
2016?
No.
Oh.
Titanic 2.
You think garbage people are going to ride the
guest
Titanic?
List of Titanic.
Is that like problematic to people in that country where the Titanic departs from?
Where did it leave from? Perhaps England?
See, I can't be blamed for not knowing this because the movie, they were all just like speaking English.
It was international waters, I think.
Yeah. Why would God put that there?
What?
The iceberg.
Oh, I thought you were talking about international waters. Let's blame God for more things. God.
Yeah.
Girl. Those heels.
What's that book that's like, it's me, God, or it's me, Tiffany, God. Are you listening?
Margaret. Yeah. I think Margaret had something to say to God. I think it was about her period, maybe.
What?
Yeah.
No.
You know, it was not required reading for me.
Margaret, it's me, God.
Margaret, God. God, Margaret.
Are you there, God? It's me, Margaret. Oh, my God. If this is about a period book. Judy Blume.
Now, who is she?
About a sixth grade girl who grew up without a religious affiliation. Margaret's mother's a Christian and her father's Jewish.
Is this like Carrie? Now, did you ever get your period shower?
Should I keyword search for period? Oh, here we go. She has lots of issues that many preteen females struggle with, like buying her first bra. Or getting her first period.
Same.
Coping with belted sanitary napkins? They used to come on a belt?
Oh my gosh.
Fashion.
In that sanitary napkin belt, Annie?
I guess Judy Blume was weird in 1970.
Good for Judy Blume. Spread the word. You know, this is not periods are not something people should be ashamed of.
I wasn't shaming anyone.
I know, but like, I think to start the conversation, Judy Blume, God bless.
Did you ever get bullied in the shower like Carrie did in?
So
Carrie?
I never saw Carrie.
Of course,
but all I know is she was bloody a lot of times in the shower and out.
Well, they dumped pig's blood on her.
What were her? Was she the witch?
She was. No, she eventually was.
Was she actually a witch?
She was. She had telekinesis.
Now, if I had an evil witch in my class, you bet your bottom dollar, I'm gonna bully her.
Why you gotta say bottom dollar?
Well, because that bitch witch is a bottom.
But that top dollar, girl. So Carrie was a witch. Did you see the Carrie remake with Chloe Grace Moretz?
Oh, Chloe, are we going to get into Chloe Grace Moretz right now? Honey, on that nylon cover?
Whoa, I didn't see it. Did you have a nylon cover?
No, I would love to be on the cover of Nylon. In fact, I'm going to put that out there. Nylon? I had a subscription to Nylon all throughout college.
I remember.
Nylon and Nylon Gauze. I got them both. There was a phase when I was really into magazines. I still am.
Yeah, I'm realizing things in 2016, and what I'm realizing is that I'm into magazines.
I love magazines. One of my favorite things is
one of my
smelling
favorite things
pages.
Is a magazine.
I love ads. I love horoscopes. I love those things in the back where it's like, can you spot the differences?
I love that.
I hate those.
Those are highlights magazines. Shout out to the kids who had a highlight magazine.
Oh, my God. No. Do you remember? I was talking about this with somebody at the Adam Lambert concert the other night. I was like, who was that Richard Worm? That worm named Richard.
A worm
named
Richard.
He lived in an apple, but the apple was also a car. Are you familiar?
I mean, this sounds made up.
Richard.
I Googled Richard Worm lives in a car, and up comes Lowly Worm.
Yes. Yes. What? And Richard what?
Created by Richard Scary.
Richard Scary.
Well, it could be Scary. It's a very weird
I think it's
last
Richard
name.
Scary. No, you don't remember that show? That worm, Richard, he had a monocle, right?
I don't know. The picture on the book that came up, it's a profile shot. So, he could be hiding his glass eye.
As one does.
Would you hide your glass eye?
No.
I read an article about
I'm terrified of having a glass eye. One wrong move shatters blood glass in the brain.
Well, aren't you worried about having glasses? Because at any moment, that lens could just shatter.
This
and put...
is plastic.
Well, plastic doesn't shatter.
What? Wait, does it?
Yeah, you could any day those glasses could rupture and just put out both of your eyeballs.
Absolutely not. No.
Yeah.
I love my
if
eyeballs.
You had lost both your eyeballs and got your lids stitched shut,
oh, yeah.
I would take a little Q-tip and clean out the gunk for you.
Oh my God. Corey, that's the sweetest thing you've ever said.
I would get that eye gunk.
Oh my God.
And I would be like, oh my God. That's what I would say.
Now, what would you do with the gunk?
If you keep raising this table up and down, like
you
that London Bridge,
listen,
gotta
shut the fuck
go
up
down
real quick. You would take the gunk out of gunkles.
Are you a gunkle?
I am a gunkle.
Now, do you want to talk about the
Let's get into hashtag gunkle.
A rant about hashtag gunkle on Instagram.
I'm ready.
Do you know what it is?
Now, fuck these gays. I would. That's in parentheses. The I would was in parentheses. Fuck these gays who use 30 hashtags per post on Instagram. Unironically. Not even in the joke. Sometimes they're funny because they're like gay, gay boy bod, body hot, hot body, gunkle, gay uncle, gay boy uncle, gays with babies, gay babies, scabies.
I literally just pulled up a picture of hashtag gunkle, and I'm not even kidding.
Is it literally what we're imagining?
I'm not even kidding. One of our friends is in
the top post.
Look at the top post. That's one of our friends. Look.
Click. I can't see
in the middle. In the middle.
My glass eye.
In the middle.
God. That
wait,
gunkle.
Oh my God. I was going to pull up hashtag gunkle to drag people.
Now, if you know what? Hey, y'all. Oh my God. Let's fuck over the gunkle hashtag on Instagram. In everything you've ever post from now on, just include hashtag gunkle. And just really fuck up all the boys Fuck no. No! So here's the thing. It's about, these are gay uncles.
They're for uncle with a G in front of it, gunkle. All these gays trying to get a boyfriend by hashtagging gunkle.
By Rafikiing their sibling's child.
Did you get permission from your siblings to post their baby?
Don't drag the baby into your gayness.
It's going to rub off on the baby.
Well, that's not how it works. Just for clarification for any parents listening.
Shit.
You're born this way. But gunkles gotta go. Gunkles. Hashtag gunkles gotta go.
Oh, my God. I just sometimes when I'm very bored on Instagram, I just go to this gunkle hashtag and I just think, why?
Well,
I think, God, why did you come up with gunkle? Oh, why did you put that iceberg in the middle of...
It's a little Richard scary for me.
Yeah. Why did you give that poor worm a glass eye? Oh. Why?
Did you know?
Did you swab the poop deck?
Quick question.
I got you. Yes. Quick answer.
Do you know, like, some...
Here's literally another person I know on Instagram, hashtag gunkle.
Would you fuck a gunkle? That's not my question. You know how some snakes or worms you can cut in half and they'll just kind of regrow, perhaps?
Just like the liver.
Or maybe they become two worms?
Just like the human liver.
Meiosis.
My toes. That's what I say to you when I'm wearing heels and you step on my toes.
My toes, sis. No. Wait, what was the question? Hey, can a worm become, when two become one? One become two.
I woke up the other day with that song stuck in my head.
It's a great karaoke song. After like an hour of like upbeat, sometimes people are like kind of chilling on the benches.
Now,
and you really need to kind of like take it home.
It's when you go out with and it's like, two become one.
Yeah. It really is. It's a crowd pleaser, trust.
The next time we go out to the karaoke bar with all those straight friends of ours.
That's not the environment.
You should do two become one.
No.
On that stage.
You know
at
what song I was
going
to do the other night? I was going to do.
In those heels, honey.
No. Some Robin song, per usual, but a new Robin
show
song.
Show Me Love.
No, not Show Me Love. Do You Know What It Takes?
Oh.
It's great. And it's perfectly in my range.
So many gunkle pics I'm still looking at.
Anyway, fuck a gunkle.
You
get this gunk out of my glass eye. Because I'm looking like Richard.
Speaking of gunkle, let's go back to the gunk I got out of your glass eye. Before we go, I've got one more important thing.
What do you
got
to say, Cor?
Now, do you know that song, Bewitched, Bothered, and Bewildered?
No. No, I don't.
I think you'd really enjoy it.
Okay, I'll be sure to check it out. Thanks. Is it on your Spotify?
I'll add it.
Thank you. If you want to follow Corey on Spotify, don't.
It charted.
Did it chart, though?
Bewitched. Would you rather be bewitched, bothered, or bewildered?
Speaking of bewitched,
so suddenly she's not a witch anymore.
Bewitched! Do you know that Bewitched made a video shouting me out? Saying, hey, Tyler, we hear you're a big fan.
Of Bewitched?
Bewitched.
Oh,
the Irish band.
I thought you were talking about the TV show.
No. Not one bit.
I was like,
anyway.
Tabitha?
No. Corey, we got to go. If you guys like this, be sure to subscribe and give us a rating on iTunes. We would love it if you did. Corey, where can people find you?
They can find me online at Corey Kuhl, KoreyKuhl. And I was also going to say, we're on a little bit of a break from The Amazing Race right now. So
the podcast continues every week.
I'm talking about
the
show.
Race,
they're on a 2-week break for this March Madness shit going on. Go Spartans. But also, it's a good time to catch up on the first 5 episodes if you haven't seen them.
Yeah. So you can go watch them on CBS.com, I believe, or on demand, perhaps on your TV or something.
Google it.
Google it. If you can't figure out
how
to watch it.
And if you live in another country, Google, how do I watch The Amazing Race in the UK? I'm pretty sure I did that, and like the first thing that came up worked.
If I see a single one of you ask me how to watch it, I S to G.
I'm not your Google.
I'm going to put more gunk in your eye. Anyway. So go catch up on the first five episodes. If you are watching them, if you're catching up, it's really fun, actually. I have been enjoying and loving watching it, especially because it's like we get to see a whole different perspective of each episode from what we experienced. And so far, we are still in the race.
Yay,
so,
we're alive.
Tweet along as you're rewatching them or catching up with the hashtag Team Tyler and Corey. We stalk that hashtag nonstop.
On the regular.
We do. So catch up and get ready because... when we get back, when the race comes back, who knows what will happen. Wait, when we come back, it's like, I think it's like dramatic the next episode.
I guess they'll have to stay tuned and watch.
You'll just have to stay tuned and watch. Anyway, we gotta go. Love you guys.
Bye.